Hi, I'm Vince Mickens with the Private Air Media Group. Welcome to All Things Aviation and Aerospace. We are a weekly live streaming webcast about your options, your opportunities, and the possibilities in all aspects of aviation and aerospace industries. As those of you already watching know, we are multicasting on three streaming platforms, including Zoom Webinar, my Private Air Media Group YouTube channel, and Facebook Live page. One of the areas of the industry that is offering all kinds of opportunities, particularly as we don't turn off our phone when we're supposed to after telling everybody else to do that. that's a first, by the way. I don't think I've ever had my phone go off while I was doing a webcast, but there's always a first for everything. Anyhow, particularly as the looming workforce shortage grows exponentially, it's the airline industry that is being affected as much as anybody. And so more specifically, what we will talk about on this show is the need for a whole lot of commercial airline pilots. Now, there are a bunch of other needs too, but today we're gonna focus on the future aviator pipeline specific to Delta Airlines. The stats are there. The need is very real, and the shortage is clearly evident. In the last month or so, I've had the privilege of visiting a couple of major airlines, including today's guest, Delta, and have seen firsthand the amazing opportunities, the impressive options, and the outstanding programs they already have in play. Speaking of Delta, several weeks ago, I was given an impressive, very enlightening, and basically an awe-inspiring two-day tour that said to me that if you're in college pursuing aviation or even in high school thinking about aviation, and you're looking for clarity and support as you lay out your career path, Delta Airlines should most definitely be on your radar. It should be part of your flight plan. And it can offer incredible opportunities to take you to your next flight level. Today's three guests will put an exclamation point on that, starting with the manager of Delta Airlines Pilot Outreach and Development Program, Propel. That's the big thing we're going to talk about today. It provides a pilot career pathway for aspiring young aviators. Kelvin Mason, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Vix. Happy to be here.
It's great to have you here. I really appreciated the opportunity that Delta gave me to really tour the facilities, and we'll talk about that in a bit. I was feeling so comfortable at the start of the show, and my cell phone going off, and now I can't wait to be off camera so I can say, let me turn this thing off. Anyhow, glad to have you here. But the part I like best about our show today is that we have two guests who are, for lack of a better term, products of Delta's Propel program. They're at different points in their career, and we're also both in Delta's internship program, which in itself is very impressive. So meet Sydney Robinson. Sydney is currently a first officer with SkyWest Airlines, sitting right seat in their CRJ fleet. Sydney comes from the University of North Dakota's flight training program. Sydney, welcome to All Things Aviation and Aerospace.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Excited to be here.
It's great to have you. I understand you're on an overnight, so you're probably lacking a little sleep, but we're happy to have you on board.
Yeah, thank you.
And fresh out of college, and when I say fresh out of college, we were having fun before the show. I said, so when'd you graduate? He goes, oh, let me think. Oh, last May. This past May. We have Nick. He's a graduate from Western Michigan University's College of Aviation. He's now flying as a CFI, Certified Flight Instructor, teaching folks how to fly in the Cirrus SR-20, among other aircraft, at Western Michigan U, and building his time to get ready to move to that next phase. Nick O'Reilly Treater, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Vince. Happy to be here.
It's really great to have you guys here, and I'm looking forward to this conversation because Propel is a really great program, very comprehensive, offers a lot, and I look forward to providing some insight about that. Kelvin, as I mentioned, it was a great 2 days with Delta. I mean, between spending a day with tech ops, the technical operations portion of Delta, which was mind-blowing in itself. And I probably could have spent another day just doing that. And then a day with flight ops. And I just really learned a lot that went a little bit beyond just what we're going to talk about today, which is about being a pilot, but all of the different things that Delta offers as a career and as an airline. It was just really great. So I want to thank you again and the team from both tech ops and flight ops that provided all of the insight and tour and clearances and all that good stuff. So it was great. I wanted to kind of really dig in right away and really give people a little bit of history of how Delta came up with this program called Propel and what Propel is trying to accomplish or is accomplishing and wants to continue to accomplish as a program, as a pilot path to for young people trying to get into an airline career.
Sure. Thank you. Well, as you mentioned, you know, there has been discussions in the industry for years about this pending pilot shortage and, you know, how the industry is going to address that need. So back in the 2016, 2017 timeframe, Delta put together a project team to think about how can Delta best be prepared for that. And what came out of that research that really took place over a couple of years was the development of the Propel program. So the whole pathway concept has been around in the regionals for quite a while, but Propel was the first true pathway program to a major carrier. So the way that it's structured, there are three primary components to Propel. One is the college pillar of Propel, which Sydney and Nick are both a part of. So Delta has a partnership with 14 Abbey accredited flight programs across the country. So we engage with those schools. We have a presence where we're there at the schools every semester, talking with students, talking with faculty, and trying to have that close partnership between Delta and the university. Eligible students at those schools are able to apply for Propel and enter this pathway process where they will eventually reach Delta after they meet certain gates. Of course, they have to go through a very rigorous selection process. They will, you know, build their flight time as a flight instructor, move on to either one of our Delta Connection partners, that's the name of our regional portfolio, or there's also a military option for building time and experience, and then ultimately transitioning back to Delta. So that's essentially the college piece of the program. We also have a similar pathway option for our own internal employees. So current Delta employees, let's say a flight attendant or a mechanic or a gate agent, or office staff like myself, for employees within the company who've had an interest in becoming a pilot and have some flight training under their belt, they have a similar pathway that they can apply to, where they have a mechanism of taking basically a lengthy leave of absence from the company and maintaining that employment tie to Delta and eventually returning as a pilot. So those are our two main pathway options under Propel. And then third, we have a community pillar, and that's really our strategy around motivating and inspiring young people to pursue aviation as a career. And that's something that we do in partnership with a number of organizations. So Delta has partnerships and relationships with diversity-focused organizations like WEA and OBAP and NGPA. We partner with them really throughout the year. And again, we have the same goal. How do we inspire young people to pursue these careers, especially young people who may have never even considered aviation as a possibility? And then we also actually just go out ourselves directly to K-12 institutions across the country, ultimately trying to steer those students towards our partner universities where they can have an opportunity to join Propel down the road.
Yeah. One of the things, as I mentioned earlier, that I really am excited about having today is two people that have gone through the Propel program and also have been interns in the flight operations area there that can speak to both. And one is currently in her career, and we'll start with her. Sydney, you're currently a first officer and flying regional, and you came through the Propel program and you were also an intern. You also call yourself a military brat, but after hearing a little bit about your background with that, I can see where the influence is on the flying side of things in terms of your dad and his accomplishments all the way through two branches of service and now civilian and and still flying high. So why don't you tell us a little bit about how all of that flying got started and how you discovered Propel?
Yeah, so I grew up with around my dad flying. It was just kind of normal. And then, as I was telling Vince earlier, we were just kind of navigating the civilian world as I was a senior in high school, saying, what am I going to do? And he was retiring from the military, saying, what am I going to do? And so I was like, hey, I could be a pilot. And he was trying to figure out, how to move on in his career. He wasn't ready to just sit and be in retirement. So we were kind of navigating that together. So that was kind of cool. And I chose North Dakota because I knew it was a good program. And he actually went there. He attempted to do the aviation program, but things just fell through financially. So he roundabout way ended up where he wanted to be. But then my junior year of college, I applied for the Delta internship.
How did you find out about it?
Maybe my dad had talked to someone. My dad, for those of you coming new, he's at Delta now. I think he had talked to the chief pilot or something, and they knew about some sort of internship program. And so he was telling me, and then I started doing the research on my own. Hindsight, best decision I ever made in college. It was the best semester. So fun. I met lifelong friends, and I learned so much about the airline industry that I had no idea. Even sometimes now, I'm telling my dad how some things work. I learned so much. So I was so fortunate for that opportunity.
For our viewers' sake, yeah. Because a lot of them are trying to figure out their next steps, how to get into, specifically those that are trying to figure out how to get into an airline career. How long was the process to get in, and what was it like when you first, you're now saying, yeah, I want to pursue aviation. You get this great internship. You're already in an aviation program in college at a really great university. And now you're at Delta, for their Propel program. How did all of that come about in terms of how long the process took and what it was like when you first got there?
Yeah, well, I mean, I was fortunate in college to do the internship program, but it wasn't a necessity. It's just a coincidence that both Nick and I are interns. It just made us aware of the program. But now the communication and advertisement is so widespread, definitely not necessary. But after I got back from the internship, that's like when they were first starting Propel. So we were knowing about it. And then I applied as I my senior year of college.
Okay.
And then just a little bit of an application process, interview, whatnot. And then right at the end of my senior year I was let into the program, and I've just.
So you had two great experiences. You had first the great intern experience, and yeah. That rolled into a great experience with the Propel program.
Yeah. So they have nothing to do with each other. It's just a coincidence, but it made me know that why I wanted to be in Propel, loving the Delta experience and the family and the culture and whatnot, and seeing what they had in store for the future made me that much more sure that I wanted to be a part of the Propel program. So in a sense, it helped me personally, but overall, they don't need to go hand in hand.
Yeah. And then I was talking to you earlier before the show too, about asking you if you ever considered the military route. What I got from that is not really you, if you could go the civilian route, that's the way you wanted to go. And it worked out for you to be able to do that. I didn't know though, that your dad also had gone to UND, but was not able to finish it. Yeah. And so that's interesting that you went to the same school he did and you did finish and move on. So did he encourage that?
He's going to let me do what I wanted to do, but he knew that the airline industry was going where it's going right now and that there was going to be a need for pilots. So he made me aware of that and that it would be a good time to get into aviation, but in no way did he pressure me. But I was excited about it. So.
Yeah. Kelvin, these students, they come from young aviation professionals, I should say. They come from a lot of different backgrounds that are very varied. Some of them, some military experience through their parents or whatever, and some no affiliation with aviation at all. What's that been like in terms of the recruitment side and just bringing in, fresh new faces into the program?
Sure. I think initially we just sort of relied on, you know, our initial partner universities in the program. Our recruiting was sort of limited to that. But now we've really tried to take the Propel brand and expand beyond just our partner schools. So while we've grown the program significantly from when it was first started, but, you know, we have a social media presence, we have a website. And like I said, we've become more and more intentional about reaching out to, you know, earlier than just the college level, you know, actually going to high schools that have aviation programs, bringing Delta pilots in uniform to talk about the career and just putting that on their radars. Hey, this is something that you can pursue. And like I was mentioning earlier, you know, aviation isn't always thought of as the first thing to go to as a possible career choice. I actually went to high school in the Atlanta area, you know, the backyard of Delta Airlines. And at no point in my 4 years of high school did anyone mention aviation as a possible career career field. So we're really trying to get ahead of that to the extent that we can and make sure that people realize from wherever you're coming from, whatever walk of life, you know, whatever your background, that there are opportunities within the aviation industry.
Yeah. And that's one of the big challenges, as you mentioned, is that at the high school level, there's still that challenge of letting young people know about the opportunities, that there are opportunities and there's a variety of them. Yes, being a pilot, yes, going into maintenance, but then there are a whole bunch of other things too. We kind of talked about that. Nick, I'll come to you for a bit. So your background is a little different than Sydney in the sense that, one, you just graduated, so you're still looking for that first opportunity, and part of that is through what you've been doing with Propel. But you also you're taking flying lessons in high school. So tell us a little bit about that and how that became, you know, going to an aviation college, and then the internship, et cetera.
Yeah, so I started taking lessons in high school on and off for a little while. I got a discovery flight for, I think, Christmas or my birthday when I was 17. And I went, did that, and I went on with my training. It was very on and off and scattered. So I didn't end up finishing it in high school. So then that transitioned to my freshman year. And once I finished my freshman year and got that, I began flying at Western summer after my freshman year. I've been here ever since. I just graduated this past May, as you said, and that's kind of how it carried over my progression. It's kind of a natural progression. Nothing was really forced. It was a nice, easy path.
Yeah. How did you, how did all of that come into play in terms of your internship? What was the internship like? And then moving on into Propel.
Right. So,
which I should point out, Sydney made a good point. They're very separate programs. Internship is one thing, Propel is another, but you guys have done both. So it's great to have you be able to talk about it.
Yeah. So my freshman year, it was a freshman College of Aviation orientation is when I found out about the internship. So within the first week, that was kind of, I set that goal to get this internship, and I was a ways out. You had to be a junior or senior to get into it. And so that's kind of what I worked towards. That's what really pushed me to continue my flying rigorously and get to the point where I can apply to this internship, I can get in. And so then when I found out about Propel, they had it was a tailgate for Propel to announce it. And it was the coolest thing. Once I did that, I figured that that's what I wanted to do. I want to get into this program. So then it set another goal for me to set myself apart somehow. I was already in multiple organizations and it allowed me to further myself and better myself to get to that point where I can get into this program and get my dream job.
Yeah. Kelvin, what happens with Nick now? He just graduated. He is working on building his hours as a CFI, still there at the same school he graduated from, Western Michigan University. So what happens with him and Propel? Tell us a little bit about how that works and the partnerships you have with the regionals, et cetera.
Sure. Yeah. So Nick will be instructing and building flight time up to the 1,000 hours for the restricted ATP. And then I haven't discussed with him specifically, but I'm assuming he's going the regional route. So he would need to obtain employment at one of our three Delta Connection partners. So that would be Endeavor, which is our wholly owned subsidiary, or SkyWest or Republic, who fly for Delta, but also do flying for other major carriers. So once he's there, he'll spend the time frame that we quote is 42 months or less. And then, you know, as he builds his time and experience as a pilot in our Delta Connection carrier portfolio, he will return back to Delta as a Delta pilot. So one of the great things about the program is that selection process is done on the front end as a college student. So there's not another interview that you have to go through or, you know, an application that you have to fill out. You're in. So that's a great part of the program.
I think that's very important to point out that whole connection there, and that you are set up early on and kind of know what the end game to some degree is going to be. And as a young person coming out of college, that's kind of a cool thing to have.
Yeah.
Sydney, coming back to you, how long have you been at SkyWest now?
Yeah, just over 2 years.
Okay.
So my timeline. I'm at 25 months.
Okay. And so was there a comfort level with that, knowing that you had already been, you know, as a part of the Propel program, your destiny is already kind of set for you by Delta?
Oh yeah, for sure. I mean, I was so fortunate to just have that almost as just a ease of stress, you know. We do have to like keep up quarterly. We talk to our mentor, which it at all hasn't felt like an assignment. I love my mentor. She's great. We're just like friends at this point. We just chat, and she's a fellow Delta pilot. And we fill out our app. But other than that, yeah, they've really made it such a great experience, and it's been huge. And I mean, during COVID, I didn't think it was going to continue. So the fact that it is really awesome.
Yeah. COVID kind of set everybody back a little bit. Yeah. Nick, not to put you on the spot, but to put you on the spot, since Kelvin brought it up, I'll blame him a little bit. What are your plans at this point as you're building towards that 1,000-hour ATP restricted and moving on with your career? What do you think you want to do in terms of the regionals?
So I'm leaning towards Endeavor. That's actually probably where I'm going to go. I'm currently a brand ambassador for Endeavor Air, which, as Kelvin said, is a wholly owned subsidiary of Delta. So that's kind of, I fell in love with the company. I've got to meet so many great people there that it's only natural to go to Endeavor and then step to Delta and keep it, I guess, in the family.
So as a brand ambassador, you obviously represent the airlines, particularly for events that are targeting to get others interested in aviation and that type of thing. So that's got to be neat. But it's also got to be very positive for you with regard to networking opportunities. You get to know the airline a lot better by going that route.
Yeah, absolutely. That was I went to training about a month and a half ago in mid to end August, and we were out in Minneapolis where Endeavor is based, and it was 2 days of training and really learning the company culture, meeting a ton of people, and learning how the company runs, what makes the company move, and whether it's GMs or executives that we got to meet. It was great to see kind of the behind the scenes of a regional airline and realize that's no different than any other airline.
Sure. Kelvin, on that, is that something that you guys find that's important that you emphasize is the opportunity to get involved with like ambassador programs or network and things like that for these aspiring young aviators?
Yeah, absolutely. One of the key aspects of Propel is the fact that, you know, Delta doesn't define the steps that someone has to follow. We leave that open to our Propel participants to decide which way they want to go. And we really want them to take charge of their careers. So getting involved with things like these ambassador programs to us is part of personal and professional development. We encourage that. It's something that we really want people to pursue while they're in Propel.
Sure. Can we drill down a little bit, Kelvin, about what you guys look for, what you look for, and your team looks for in terms of candidates for the program?
Yeah, absolutely. So I think a lot of people just assume that it's all based on, their ability as aviators. And of course, that's important. The technical aspect of the job is critically important. But beyond that, we are looking for people who really meet Delta's culture. One thing that we like to say at Delta, we don't hire pilots at Delta, we hire future captains. So we are looking for that person who is going to be a part of this company for decades, who's going to match our employee focused culture. So we're going to want to see people who, of course, are performing well in their flight training. That's kind of a given. But we also want to see people who are involved in other things. So, what type of work experience do they have? Have they had any type of leadership role? Obviously, the opportunities for that are somewhat limited for someone in their college years, but are they involved in volunteer work or on an organization on campus, or in some type of employment that they're doing beyond their studies? So we're looking for really a complete candidate, and that's really the biggest thing I could say.
Yeah, how much of effort is Delta making in terms of diversity and inclusion? Obviously, seeing someone like Sydney in the program, you're definitely reaching out to women and bringing them into the program. What are you guys doing in that realm, including regarding people from other backgrounds, people of color, et cetera?
Absolutely. So one thing that we're doing is we're starting to interact with our universities in a way where we're asking them kind of a similar question. What are you doing from a university standpoint in your recruiting efforts to reach out to people from different backgrounds? So what is your strategy on increasing diversity in your enrollment in the aviation programs and in flight programs specifically? We are also looking in terms of as we add future partner universities, how can we ensure that we are also finding that diverse mix? So earlier this year, we added to our list of partner schools Inter-American University in San Juan, Puerto Rico. And we are currently in discussions with multiple HBCUs that have aviation type programs to talk about potential partnerships there as well. So we're trying to address that issue really from multiple facets.
Yeah. Sydney, do you have some insight about that as a young lady working her way up? You've expressed that you've gotten a lot of support and it's been a very good path for you so far, but just like to get your perspective.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I noticed the different demographic going through college. It was mostly surrounded by boys and men.
And you grew up in that environment with dad being in the military, right?
It was kind
of
not very different. I was like, I have a big brother, I can hold my own. And then now that I'm at the airline, it is similar, but I don't really like to think of myself as like a minority or anything different. Once you get in that cockpit, it's all about your flying ability and don't really let anything else affect it. And I think a lot of, employers and, schools, they recognize that. So,
I think that's great. I think it's great to hear that you look at it that way. It really is all about performance, how you fly and how you carry yourself, et cetera. And so the rest of it shouldn't be a factor, but we know, unfortunately, there's still some reality to that point. So, but I just wanted to hear your thoughts about that. Guys, the industry is moving along at a quite a rapid pace in terms of growth and as a result, in terms of opportunities. And I'll kind of open this to everybody, but I particularly would like to hear Nick, your and Sydney's perspective on what your goals are for the future and how that relates to what you see happening in the industry as we move forward.
So, yeah, my goals for the future, it's seeing the industry and the growth that's going through right now at such a rapid hiring pace. I was actually at a Delta. There's Propel when they come once a semester. It's a thing called Delta Day. So they come and they give a presentation. So the number that they gave last night was 1,200 pilots a year for the next 5 years. That was what they told us. And so seeing that kind of numbers is only motivating. It makes me really, really want to work hard to get to the regional airlines in order to be one of those 6,000 pilots.
Absolutely. You see the opportunity, you want to jump in.
Yeah, absolutely. So preferably, I'd like to be on the front end of that. But it's either way, it's such an awesome opportunity. And like I said, so motivating to know that it's moving up pretty quick. So,
yeah. Well, you bring up a great point, though. This is the time. I mean, the industry is growing leaps and bounds, whether it's in commercial aviation, private aviation, corporate, et cetera, in all aspects of it. And then that's not including aerospace, which is a whole nother dynamic. So there's a lot going on and there's a lot of opportunity. So if you're in it already, you've gotten started in it like you have, Nick, then, you know, away we go. Sydney, you're 25 months in, right seat. What would you like to be doing eventually? I know the answer is going to be obvious, but got to ask you anyhow. And also, yeah, what's your take on what you see as far as the future of the industry?
Yeah. So, right now I'm a first officer at SkyWest. So my next progression is to upgrade to captain. So that should probably happen later next spring. So I'm really excited about that and that challenge of that. Obviously trying to get to Delta. As I mentioned earlier, my dad is at Delta and a big goal of mine is to be able to fly with him. So that's kind of like a big step for me. I think that would be really, really awesome.
Yeah, so, it would be pretty cool.
That would kind of probably be the pinnacle of my career. And then as just for spreading the news, you know, in the community and trying to inspire future aviators, having stuff like this is great. But what you do, Vince, is awesome. Really just telling people, so many people are confused about how to get into aviation. I mentor some high school students and trying to understand the pathways that they can take, whether they just go to a college and do it or do their college and training separate. Just there's a lot of confusion about how to get into it. So having forums like this or talking to people and people being available to be mentors, I think is huge to navigate people through that. So,
yeah, I think that's really important. And I appreciate you bringing that up. And that's something Kelvin and I talked about when I was visiting Delta. And I talked to a lot of people about, Kelvin brought it up early on in this conversation, and that is getting clarity or giving clarity to young people that are in high school, as an example, or even middle school for that matter, about what exists out here in the aviation world and what they can do. But even more importantly, once they know they're interested, what's the next step? You know, how do you move forward with it? And there's a lot of confusion. You know, there's a lot of kids that think that maybe the only way you can become a professional pilot is to start out as a military pilot. I'm not knocking it. I wanted to be a naval aviator. Military pilot's cool. But, you know, there are other ways to do it civilian wise. You're an example of that, even with your dad being military. So I think you bring up a great point. And Kelvin, that brings me back to you and our overall conversation about that and about the industry. And well, first, just getting your perspective on that.
Sure. I mean, I think probably the key thing for your audience is the fact there is unbelievable opportunity right now, probably more so than there ever has been in the history of the aviation industry. The pilot shortage is something that affects everyone. And, you know, Nick was just talking about, you know, those numbers that Delta's trying to fill here in the next several years. Well, pretty much all the major carriers have similar numbers that they're needing to fill. So people who are in that age range, you know, you're in your middle school, high school, college, you know, there's going to be tremendous opportunity in hiring over the next several years. And as crazy as things have been with COVID, I think one key thing that people should take away from that is as much of a challenge as COVID was, the airline industry survived it. Of course, there were certain carriers that struggled through it. There were some regionals that actually didn't make it through the COVID timeframe, but the majors remain strong. The industry is bouncing back. That hiring need is there. And so that just shows this industry is maybe more resilient than people realize. And, you know, people who are pursuing this career, again, whether it's, you know, pilots, mechanics, or any of the opportunities that are available within the aviation industry, there's just tremendous opportunity for several years to come.
Yeah. Speaking of that, I'm looking forward to having Delta's technical ops division on the show, because the tour that I took, and I'll just let it out, the cat out of the bag, that the fact that you guys have so many engineers working for the airline, who knew? You know, you think of mechanics, of course, and all aspects of A&P mechanics and avionics technicians and things like that. But you guys have actual engineers, structural engineers, and other aspects of engineering, including aeronautical engineering, that fill your coffers there for the needs for the airline and what it helps the airline do and be successful. So I do look forward to that conversation. Sticking in the pilot realm, and Sydney, I was going to come back to you and just ask you a little bit more about your perspective, not a perspective, what you would advise with what you've done and had the opportunity to do. If when you mentor these high school kids, what do you tell them in terms of inspiring them to move forward and to seriously navigate the path to becoming a professional pilot?
Yeah, so I think the first step that any pilot would tell you is to take a discovery flight at your local airport. See if you can even handle like being inside a small airplane, because that can maybe get some people. So get that out of the way. Sometimes they're free, sometimes they're like $100. And then that, if you're still in high school and wanting to, you can either pursue your license or maybe wait till college to do your license, but start some of the academic stuff because it can be rigorous academically. So getting in the books maybe and thinking, okay, maybe this information's a little bit dull, but do I have the motivation to do this, and getting some of that base knowledge. And then choosing how to go about it is always hard. It's such an individual basis, and I really like to talk to individuals' preferences. But whether you go to a school like Nick and I did that has it all, or for some reason you can't, so you want to go to just a normal college and do your flight training on the side, or just do your flight training, get to a regional and do college while you're at your regional. There's so many different ways to go about it. So
really,
I think it's individualized. And sometimes it does, unfortunately, come down to money, or locations. You know, Kelvin, I think you said there's 14 Propel schools. And I was going to ask you, I recently had a neighbor of ours ask how important their son is looking to go into aviation. They said, how important is it to go to a college that has a Propel program? Mm-hmm. And I was like, well, there's a lot of different ways to answer that question. Obviously, Propel is great, but you also want to go somewhere where you're going to thrive, you know, physically and mentally, socially, and life will just kind of fall into place what's meant to happen. You know, if you go to one of these Propel schools and you just don't really feel like it's working, but you're like, I really want to work for Delta, like that's not the end, you know, of the road. You know, you can go to a non-Delta Propel school and still get to Delta. But yeah, like there's so many pros and cons, and it's really hard to give a blanket answer to people trying to get into aviation. So I think
absolutely,
having one person or multiple people to talk to and like an individual basis is the key. So I
there's
really,
a lot to unpack. Yeah. It. You want to start first with that, Kelvin?
Sure. Yeah. And Sydney really nailed it. I mean, Propel is just one way to a Delta flight deck. We hire pilots who are at our, you know, regional carriers, like I mentioned, Endeavor, Sky, West Republic. We hire a lot of military pilots. We hire pilots coming from corporate or cargo airlines. And so we certainly have a large and diverse applicant pool when it comes to pilot hiring. Propel is just one way to get there. And so someone who is, you know, in high school maybe and thinking about it, it would just provide another opportunity for them to ultimately get to Delta if that is their goal.
Yeah. I want to make sure I have something. Somebody just asked a key question while Sydney was talking. And it's ironic because Sydney was talking about it, and that has to deal with cost and how that is addressed. I want to make sure I understand, or maybe you can just tell us, Kelvin. So Propel is a pathway but there's no financial aspect to that from Delta. But an internship is a paid internship. Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct. There is a financial benefit there in terms of it is a paid internship for that semester when someone takes part in that. There's not a pay component that comes along with Propel. Like you said, it is a pathway option. I will say that for both the internship program as well as Propel, there are actually flight privileges available on Delta. So it's not a paid benefit, but it is obviously the big perk of working in the airline industry is the ability to travel sure. for leisure at no cost. And so that is something that is available through both.
Yeah. And I, again, piggybacking a little bit off of what Sydney was saying, I wanted to add in there that scholarships are still a big part of the picture, and they are available in this industry, and they are underutilized. So there are a number of your associations. You brought up a couple earlier, the Organization of Black Aerospace Professionals, the Women in Aviation International, Aircraft Owner and Pilots Association, National Business Aviation Association, and the beat goes on. And all of these offer different types, and EAA, Experimental Aircraft Association, they all offer different levels of scholarship. I better say Women in Corporate Aviation too. I got a couple of buddies on the board there. They're going to get me if I don't. They all offer different aspects of different kinds of scholarships, different levels, whether it's for your primary flight training or more advanced, and then in other areas like for maintenance, et cetera, and so forth. And again, scholarships are underutilized. So that is an avenue. And I don't want to beat a dead horse, but I think that Sydney really brings up a really important point, especially with talking, for example, with high school kids, is the variations of paths that are available. And a lot of times, you know, does a kid even want to start going to a four-year? And I think, you know, a couple of things she brought up about a discovery flight, and there's discovery flights that you can pay for, but you can also do one through EAA's Young Eagles program. Just had a young man, it's kind of a cool story. When he was 11, he wrote an essay so that he could attend a luncheon for the 100th birthday of a Tuskegee Airman. He wrote such a great essay that we asked him to present it at the luncheon in front of the general. He did that, was very impressive and everything. And he was only in sixth grade and 11 years old. Fast forward, he went to Oshkosh, the Air Venture this year for the first time in his life. And that was great. And he got to fly on an aircraft with all of us, including the general. So he had that personal experience. And just this past Saturday, he went on his first Young Eagles flight. He went up in an RV-7, which is a experimental aircraft, kid aircraft, not experimental, a kid aircraft, and a van RV-7, and had his first experience and had a great time. And that particular pilot happened to be a corporate pilot who also flies RVs on the side and who also does the Young Eagle program for EAA. But that I bring that up because that's another way to do that. AOPA is very heavily involved in high schools with curriculums that they're trying to get in more high schools, aviation specific curriculums or aviation STEM programs, et cetera, and so forth. So that brings us full circle back to, you know, if you're not sure, ask or, you know, try to find somebody that can provide you more information and lead you towards finding out the things that we're all talking about today. Sydney, would you agree with that?
Yeah. And another thing I was thinking, like the cost of flight training, I mean, it does vary and it can be daunting, but in my opinion, and I think other people would agree, it's an investment that's going to pay off. You're learning an actual skill.
Great point.
A lot of other college degrees, I don't know if we can say the same. And a lot of kids my age are finishing college and there's nowhere for them to go. But this is a difference in that it's a skill, you know, and so it's transferable and like it's applicable to many things. So I think it's an investment that really pays off.
Yeah. And that goes back to what Nick was saying, just his perspective, just finishing college and talking about how wide open the industry is. which was an exclamation point was put on that by Kelvin and myself. So the industry is wide open, and it does offer a lot of opportunities. So I think that's a point real well taken. Nick, let me put it in your lap for a second and see if you have some advice from your perspective. I mean, you were juggling, I'm going to put it out there, you were juggling flying and hockey while in high school. So you were very much into hockey, but you were also loving flying, and you started taking lessons in high school as you were wrapping things up. So we know, what would you tell your peers? What would you tell young people that are looking to go, a similar path?
Well, so what I did when I was I think I was in eighth grade going into freshman year, Western Michigan actually has a aviation summer camp. And nice. So that's how I got into it. And we had the opportunity to fly in one of our Cirruses, one of our Seminoles. Now you can fly in either a Piper Cub on floats or in the Super Decathlon, go up and do spins. We went into Delta. Recently, I was a camp counselor for that camp. We went and toured Delta. We went and toured a corporate operation, some maintenance facilities, as well as airport maintenance facilities to kind of show not only is there a pilot path, but there's also tech ops and there's corporate if you feel the need. So that's kind of, it's really rewarding to see the kids that I was a counselor for start coming to Western, because that is, it's just recently, a few weeks ago, one of the campers that I was counselor for, he showed up to Western and he said, yeah, it was because I came here, I did this camp, I got to see what flying was like. So that's kind of a more expensive discovery flight, but there's also scholarships. I know there's many camps out there to give exposure to what flying is like. But the biggest advice that I would give in getting into the industry, besides figuring out whether you like it and going on that discovery flight, is set goals for yourself. I set a goal of being a Delta intern, and that's what I was going to do. I was going to do every single step that I had to do to get to that point. And so it just reminds you of why you do it every time. And so if you really have that passion, that drive to do it, then it's very rewarding. And as Sydney was saying, it's an investment on your future. If you decide to commit to this profession, just commit, put your head down, do what it takes, whether it's flying 7 days a week and, you know, not having a social life, then so be it. I don't think it'll take that, but if it does, and if you're that motivated, it'll pay off in that, and you'll be happy that you did it.
Yeah. Can I ask you a few more questions about the summer camp as an example? How many weeks is it, and how do you qualify to apply for it? Or is it for high school kids, or how does that work?
Yeah, it's just 5 days, and it is for high school kids. So you come out to Western.
Oh, wow. So 1 week camp.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
And so you spend time in the dorms. That's where you sleep. And every day there's certain activities planned, whether it's speakers, whether it's going to learn how to put rivets into pieces of metal, learning more about tech ops, or going to Detroit to tour Delta, Grand Rapids to tour some corporate operations up there.
So then it really is a summer orientation, but it's aviation specific.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And there's certain, now we have two different camps. There's a normal one that you have to begin in. And then if you choose, if you like the camp that much, you're that interested or passionate about it, you can come back for the advanced aviation summer camp, where you get more flight time, you get to do night flights and so on.
Is that also a week?
Nope. Yeah. They're the same week. I think we do two a summer.
Okay.
Right now. But yeah, it's such a cool opportunity, and just to see their faces when we go tour and see all these cool airplanes, and they go flying and they come back and they're so scared or they're so happy. And that's how a lot of them start flying and getting into it. It's a great way to get an overview of the whole industry as a whole. And then you'll meet people. Going back to making connections is one of the most important things that I found throughout my college career, making those connections.
Sure.
So then you can have all your questions answered. When the time comes, if you make a connection in camp when you're in 10th grade, when you're going to Delta and you need a letter of recommendation or something like that, who knows, they could be there to help you out or give you advice as you move along.
So, sure.
Yes.
Yeah. As we start to run out of time, I want to make sure I bring up something that I wanted to let you talk about a little bit, Kelvin. One of the neatest aspects of, and Sydney had touched on it too, one of the neatest aspects of the Propel program is the mentorship. I think that brings a lot to the program and really carries through very effectively for you guys. Can you tell a little bit more about that?
Sure. And just to rewind a minute. So when that team back in the 2016-2017 timeframe was creating Propel, they connected a lot of focus groups out with college students and said, what is it that you would want out of a program like this? So if a major airline created a pathway program, what would be important to you? And the two things that came back were really, you know, having that structured pathway. So kind of having clarity on how do I get from where I am today as a college student to ultimately getting to Delta as a pilot. But number two is actually consistent engagement with that company. And the main way we do that is through the mentorship aspect of Propel. So every Propel participant, whether it's on the company side or on the collegiate side, is paired up with a mentor. And that person is a current Delta pilot. And we try to match them up with someone who are going to have similar backgrounds. So someone can kind of share their experiences. Here's the things that I went through when I was your age. Really provide guidance and, you know, some development opportunities for these individuals. It is a huge part of our program, something that we spend a lot of time developing.
Yeah. As we wind up, Nick, any closing comments or advice that you'd like to share as we start to wrap things up?
Not much, besides if you're trying to be a pilot and you know you want to be a pilot, set those goals for yourself. And don't stop till you reach and put your head down. There's going to be leaps and hurdles to go through. If your goal is to get into Propel, go to a Propel school. Keep your head down. Keep your grades up. And you'll get there. If, you know, you don't make it the first time, there's more opportunities. Just try and better yourself any way you can. Propel is a great program. And I'm really, really, really happy I'm in it.
I like the goal setting advice that you've given now a couple of times. What makes you emphasize that so much? Just real quick.
Well, so I discovered that the goals is what drove me my freshman year. Like when I said, I found out about the internship the first week, I set that goal. I studied as hard as I did, and I went to every class and took notes throughout every single class and kind of really tried to progress myself as much as I could with that end goal in mind of being a Delta intern. So that was another goal of mine, was to be an Endeavor Air brand ambassador. And so that was kind of my...
Oh, you actually set that as a goal?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. I know it sounds crazy for me to ask it that way. I'm sorry. But how did you even find out about them having that available?
So how it worked was I golfed in the WMU College of Aviation charity golf outing. And I was golfing with Team Endeavor, and I was golfing with the current ambassador at that time. And I walked up to him and said, "Hey, I want your job." And he said, "I have my job. You can have it when I leave." And so he just recently left. So I just got the position.
There you go.
3.5 years later.
That's somehow called being assertive. Hats off to you for that.
Yeah.
I'll just throw that in for the whole show is that, it's the, you know, the one that is assertive, you know, will open up opportunities. I think sometimes, and I've had to say this, even to the young man I was talking about that just flew last Saturday, who was engulfed in the aviation environment at Air Venture, but was a little nervous about talking to people. I was like, you know what, you talk to a pilot, they will spill the beans. They will tell you everything. You just have to assert yourself and say, and ask them what you want to ask them, anything about the industry, about flying, or whatever the case may be. And that's how you start to build that network. So hats off to you for that. I digress a little bit because I'm going to run out of time doing this, but thanks for that, Nick.
Yeah.
Sydney, before you get back in the right seat of the CRJ, any closing comments or thoughts?
Yeah, I guess kind of the common theme, like, don't be afraid. I know aviation's like daunting and confusing, and we're ready. Like, pilots are excited about what we do. And we want to be mentors. So we like when people reach out to us. A lot of us get into aviation because we like people, you know, and, you know, one of big Delta's big things is connecting the world. And I love just meeting random people and learning about their experience and seeing why I'm taking them from Rapid City to Salt Lake, you know? And so we're usually not hesitant and we want to learn about people. And we definitely are excited to talk about aviation. So just, yeah, don't be hesitant, be assertive like Nick.
See, Nick, you're setting a good example. No, that's really great, Sydney. I think that's the people aspect of this is well said. Kelvin, why don't you bring us home and give us your final closing thoughts?
Sure. And first of all, just thanks for having us on today. It's been a pleasure talking about Propel and Delta. And one just plug that I'll make for the program, you know, students who are at these elite institutions like the University of North Dakota and Western Michigan, they have options. That's part of the great thing about being a student there, that, you know, there are partnerships with a number of industry organizations who are, you know, trying to attract that talent. The one thing that I will say for Delta and for Propel is that, you know, we really are and both Nick and Sydney mentioned this, we are a people-focused culture. And that's something that has really shined through in the challenges that COVID presented. You know, last year, Delta was awarded the J.D. Power Award for customer service in what was probably the most challenging year in the history of aviation. And it was Delta's people that accomplished that. So it's something that we're really proud of. For your listeners who are wanting to get in this industry, Delta would love to have you.
Sure. And on that note, when is the next opportunity for people to apply with the program?
We're actually in the middle of an application window right now on the college side. Our typical cadence is to have application windows for our company employees in the early part of the year and then college students in the fall. So I would just say stay tuned for more info. Our website is propel@delta.com and our social media channels is Delta Propel. So follow us there and you'll have the latest information.
Sounds great. Well, guys, we have run out of time, but I really want to thank all of you for being on and also for just being very candid about what the program means to all of you, including you as the manager, Kelvin, with regard to everything. So I'd like to thank everybody for watching and listening to All Things Aviation and Aerospace every week. I do my best to share enlightening perspectives on the plethora of opportunities in this industry. For those of you interested in or actively pursuing an airline pilot career, I hope that today's show was helpful towards that goal. If you do not get a chance to catch the entire, you can always watch it on demand by going to my Private Air Media Group YouTube channel or Facebook Live page. Until next week, stay safe, take care, and have a good one.